This is James Granstrom, and you're listening to the Super Soul Model Series. This podcast is designed to uplift and inspire you to making positive changes in your life. I have conversations about health, happiness, spirituality, and why adopting a positive and successful mindset will change your life for the better.
Hello and welcome to the James Granstrom Podcast, Super Soul Model Series, where I help people tune and tap into their natural state of well-being. Today's episode is how to become more confident. If you're new to this podcast, please remember to support it by liking, subscribing, and sharing with people you think are going to benefit from this content of well-being. As soon as you start tuning and tapping into this natural state of well-being, your life is going to shift. And if you can help other people do that, then you are creating a positive ripple effect. So I'm super grateful if you can hit that like, subscribe, and share button with others. So today's episode is all about how to become more confident. Confidence comes from this Latin word con, which means with, and fido, which means trust. Do you remember that dog Fido? Fido means a trustworthy dog, and dogs are primarily trustworthy. I love Latin and I love using these phrases and how words seem to come about. But confidence is such a huge part of the human experience. And with it, you feel capable of anything. And without it, you feel complete lack and limitation. I used to suffer a lot from my own personal confidence, which is why I'm able to come back from my own story and bring back what I've discovered and what I found to be able to, so you can do it for yourselves. If you're feeling as if you're sort of stumbling a little bit in confidence in some areas, confidence is so important for your health and well-being, because without it, you can feel petrified, perhaps even fearful of doing anything. And you're only going to know what you're truly capable of when you start tapping into this level of confidence that you have to access within and you have to practice it. So, and what I'm going to do is give you 12 strategies to become more confident. But in order to do that, we need to understand where a lack of confidence may come from. A lack of confidence can come from feeling let down by your parents or a guardian or friends or people at school. It's usually in your formative years, in those early years, when you are starting to learn thoughts and belief systems and the programs that enter. Dr. Joe Dispenza mentioned in a scientific post saying that 95% of adults are already fully programmed by the age of 35, meaning that all your beliefs, thoughts, and outlooks on the world are already installed by the time you are 35 completely. But actually, in those formative years, up until about the age of 8, and sometimes up until the age of 10, like I've talked about in the subconscious mind patterns on a previous podcast, and if you want to go and check out the link on that, and I'll have it here in the show notes to this podcast. But your brainwave patterns are way open to sponging information when you're a child up until about the age of 8. And so when that's wide open, what's happening in your family environment, what's happening in your school is what you're absorbing. That's why kids who are really young are able to assimilate new information so quickly. I remember that my sister was able to speak 3 or 4 languages by the time she was like 7. So at that younger age, the mind is open. And sometimes we are picking up the information of perhaps a lack of confidence in the parents, a lack of confidence in the guardians or the babysitters, or even in the school environment from the teachers. Where there is a lack of confidence, it can filter out into our brain and the filter out into how we're looking and perceiving the world. And as you move forward in life, you could find yourself operating at a limited perspective, meaning that you're not feeling confident in certain areas. And that could be to do with relationships and friends and getting on with people. That could be to do with how you're looking after your body and how you're getting on with your body. That could be to do with your finances. That could be to do with your self-esteem issues. All of this comes about to what you're picking up and receiving in your environment in those young formative years. But as you play out into an adult, you're still taking those perceptions, those filters, those programs, those limiting beliefs with you, which can sometimes have a lack of confidence in there. And when you start operating from a lack of confidence, you just don't want to fail anymore, because maybe you failed one too many times. It's humiliating. I know that when I was a kid, I had a fear of failure, And after a while of failing so many times at certain things, particularly academically as a kid, I was so frustrated. I was like, I'm not even going to make the effort. And so this lack of confidence came in. And so I was willing to do certain things in sport, which I felt more confident in. But academically, I wasn't willing to go for it because I didn't really feel as though I was interested, and my previous results hadn't given me much success. So why try? Why bother? And so looking into your own environment, it's really important to recognize that confidence is something that can be rewired in. And that's exactly what I love to share on this podcast. Ways in which you can rewire that electrical circuit, those electrical thoughts and belief systems that act like the electrical systems in your home that need rewiring and putting in the right place, so you allow the right thoughts and beliefs and actions to take when they come about. And so in today's episode, what I'm going to do is give you 12 of my strategies for becoming more confident. And confidence is so important because the world needs you being confident. And why does it need you? It needs you because when you turn up in your light, when you turn up in your power, and you give the very best of yourself, which is a level of confidence, you can enlighten the way for others. You can inspire others. You can empower others. But most of all, you feel empowered yourself. And when you feel confident and you feel empowered and you feel great and things work out for you and you say what you're going to do and you do it and you get success and you get results, that is priceless. And in doing so, what you're doing is you're feeding your body and you're feeding your mind and you're feeding your soul your pure potentiality. Because in reality, you are pure potentiality manifested as a human form. You're a soul with a body, not a body with a soul. Now, if you're ready to rewire these old thoughts and belief systems, then here are my 12 strategies for becoming more confident. Number one, your physiology. Sit up straight now. Put your chest out. Put your shoulders back. Put your head up. Not so up that, you know, it looks as though your nose is in the air. I mean that your chin is up, so you're sitting perfectly in alignment with your spine. As your chest is going out, do you know what this is doing? It's increasing a level of testosterone in your body, and your heart is receiving more oxygen. So just by sitting up straight and having a straight spine with your chest out creates more oxygen going into the heart. And as you do that, that increases your levels of confidence. They did a study on this about the difference between soldiers who stand with their chest out and they stand with just at ease. And the difference is they're more alert, they're more powerful, they're stronger, they're ready for anything, they're ready for preparation. And the difference is about the physiology. So when you change the way you stand, when you change the way you sit, you know, particularly on the Sunday lunch table, we were told chest out, tummy in. When I was at the military in school for a couple of years, between about the ages of 14 and 16, we did this CCF, Combined Cadet Force. I was in a thing called the Guard of Honor, which means that we needed to stand in a certain way. We needed to have our arms in a certain way. We needed to have our chest and our spine stood in, and we needed to be stood in a certain way. Our whole posture needed to represent confidence, power, stillness, presence. All of these things are super important. And it requires a level of discipline. And so I found myself over time, little by little, sitting up straight more regularly, which has been great for the spine. And when you are sitting up straight rather than slouching, you're increasing your levels of confidence. Now, when you think of someone who is really upset or depressed or lacking in self-esteem, look at their posture, look at their physiology. Is it cramped up? Is it squashed up? Or is it open? Is it large? That's the difference. You'll notice that most people, when they're super confident, make themselves look bigger, which means your chest is out, your shoulders back, your head is up, you're stood in a certain way, your breathing patterns are different. So your physiology is my number one way to improve your confidence to begin with. And when you change the way your physiology is, meaning you're changing the way that the body behaves, and then that will change the way you're feeling and emoting, which will mean that you will move from one state of being to another. So you'll move from perhaps a feeling of lack of confidence to a feeling of total confidence by just changing your physiology and your breathing patterns. And remember, when you're more confident, you breathe more steadily. And when you're feeling less confident, you're breathing more erratically. So my number one thing is your head up, your back straight, you're breathing more deeply. You're able to look people in the eye. That's huge. Confidence means you're able to hold your own counsel. So you're able to look people in the eye and to stand firmly rooted into your own being. So confidence can come most definitely by the way you present yourself into the world. Also notice that when you're sitting in an environment with people or you're sitting at a restaurant, can you take up more room with your arms without looking as though you are overpowering people? Because when you take up more space, it also means that you're creating more confidence in your body with your physiology by the way you stand and by the way you sit. One way, if you want to learn how to make sure that your back and your spine are straight, if you find your shoulders are tilting over, is by practicing the Alexander technique. I used to practice this about 15, 16 years ago, standing against the wall and putting my back completely against the wall so that the base of my spine and tailbone would create this perfect straight spinal line. And so that's a really good way to begin to practice this natural formation, which creates more oxygen and a dynamic energy flow up and down the spine. So the Alexander technique is a really interesting way to change your physiology by keeping your body and posture straight. And when you do, you're going to increase the levels of confidence and testosterone in your body. Number two, your tone of voice. Your tone of voice is so important to increase your levels of confidence. If you're speaking really slowly or really gently, that can be nice if you're trying to be soothing. But confidence is someone who's able to articulate clearly what it is that they're trying to get across. And your tone of voice, when it's got authority in it, will provide confidence. And your confidence comes through an authoritative tone that comes across when you're speaking to yourself or other people on the phone or in person or wherever. Your tone, if it's not monotonous, will often share a high level of confidence. And when there's articulation and there's tonal change and there's a variety of notes of up and down and enthusiasm in the voice, that can promote confidence. So your tone of voice is so important to change your levels of confidence. Forget that monotone sound and go for an authoritative tone. And the more you practice speaking slowly with little gaps in between your words, what that will do is draw more eyes to you. But more importantly, it will make you to be really able to think clearly about what you're saying. And when you're clear about what you're saying, you speak with authority. And when you know what you're talking about and you're able to articulate it in such a way, then that will grow. That is how you build that confidence muscle. So number three on the list of how to become more confident is to take calculated risks. When you are taking risks, you are going to receive a greater chance for reward because you are taking those risks. When I go for an audition or I go for a casting in modeling, and I've literally done thousands upon thousands in the last 20 years, what's happened is I've received so many no's, and that builds up this resilience inside. And that resilience inside helps you recognize that it's not no from other people or a yes from other people that you need, it's a yes from yourself. And so that there's this need for self-approval rather than external approval. And we've learned that through our parents, that if we do this, we will get that love or we will get that toy or whatever. And these are all the formative years about how our young mind works. But what's super important is that we begin to appreciate and approve of ourselves. Because as soon as we begin to approve of ourselves, we begin to tap into this level of confidence. And that means that approval, self-approval, helps beget confidence. And, you know, so don't feel bad if you get a no. Just remember that so many no's eventually will become a yes. Think about all the people who've tried to publish their books and have received so many no's. I remember the story of J.K. Rowling's Harry Potter. I think she said she got turned away by 19 publishing firms before someone says yes. Jack Canfield got turned away with Mark Victor Hansen for Chicken Soup for the Soul, but they kept on going. They kept on believing in themselves. So think about when you have something of value to give the world, eventually someone will say yes, but you might need to knock on so many doors until you do get a yes. And that yes is a response or a sign from the universe that you are beginning to feel confidence in yourself. In short, you've got to take chances. You've got to take risks in order to get big rewards. But you've also got to bet on yourself. And when you bet on yourself and you're able to follow through because of disciplines that you put in place, confidence will begin to shine through you. Number four, my fourth strategy for becoming more confident is affirmations. Affirmations are asking questions as if they are already done. When you ask the question, why am I confident? Your brain is kind of like going, it's kind of like having an electrical engineer come in and going, why am I confident? I've never really asked that question because I don't feel that confident. But when you ask yourself, why are you confident? Why am I confident? What happens is the brain has to start to look for evidence of where it's already confident, where you have been in your life confident. Have you been confident at cooking a meal? Have you been confident at speaking to certain people? Have you been confident at your job? Have you been confident at the way how you manage your money? Are you confident in a sport that you play? What could it be that you're confident in? And it doesn't matter where it starts, because your brain's just going to filter through where you're confident when you ask that question, why am I confident? And in his book of affirmations, Nerve Say John has like a load of success stories of people who've had things happen to them. And I've had so many things happen as a result of, you know, reading that book and applying a lot of the why am I or why have I types of questions as if they're already a reality. And the brain knows different and the universe knows different to what you're thinking and imagining or what you're saying to yourself, as long as there is an emotion present. And so when you say, I am confident, and your body doesn't believe it, your body's just going to give you that level of energy, which is, I'm not confident, even though you may say, I am confident. But that's a regular affirmation. But when you say, why am I confident? Now your brain has to look for where you are. And so the body starts to respond differently. And the body never lies. The body always is the perfect feedback mechanism to let you know how well you're doing. And so when you ask these questions as if they already are, then the body can emote and respond electrically different out into the universe, which will bring back different results. One of the questions that a guy said in Noah St. John's book was, you know, I was really feeling a lack of confidence in asking a girl out. And I was really attracted to her, but I was really, you know, I was a bit I was too shy because I thought she was way above my league. And lo and behold, he started saying this affirmation, why am I confident? Why am I confident? For about 3 to 4 weeks. And eventually he mustered up the courage after about 2 months to ask her out on a date. So he asked her out on a date, and within 6 months they were engaged. And so that was a really beautiful story of someone who was applying these affirmations of why am I confident, to go from one end of the scale to the other, to a lack of confidence, to a feeling of total confidence. And it's just asking that question to yourself silently, or writing it down, or listening to it and saying it over and over in your mind, that things can begin to shift. Because when you ask better questions, you will get better answers. But also, aside from asking better questions, when you're asking an empowering question, the physiology in your body is going to change, and you're going to stand differently, and you're going to talk differently, and you're going to begin to take different actions. And as soon as you begin to do that, that's when the confidence kicks in, and you do it over and over again. And we revere the athletes and revere the people who are able to repeatedly have success when they're up against it. And the reason being is because they trust themselves, because they've disciplined themselves, because inside their body, they have a physiology about how to behave when life's challenging. Look at Novak Djokovic, always able to turn it round, and Federer and Nadal. Doesn't matter who you look at, look at the people that you revere. Look to see how they're standing. Look to see what they're saying. Look to see how they're behaving. When you appreciate an actor or an actress or someone that you really respect and what they're doing in the world, Look how they're talking. Look how they're standing. Look how they're sitting. Look how they use their tone of voice. Because there are telltale signs there in what they're doing it with that level of confidence that's emitting from them in that moment. But affirmations is a wonderful way to be able to start tapping into that confidence from within. Number five, meditate. I remember before I started meditating, I was feeling lack of self-esteem issues and confidence issues. But as soon as I started meditating, I remember meeting an ex-girlfriend's mum and she goes, "Oh my golly, you sound so confident now." And I'd noticed that the only difference between the last time I'd seen her and this time was that I'd been meditating and my breathing patterns were different. And remember what I was saying in number one, which was the physiology. When you're breathing more deeply, your physiology is changing. And when your physiology is changing, you're tapping into this natural state of well-being that I keep going on about. And when you do that, because your breathing's deeper, then through things like meditation and present moment awareness, what happens is that confidence starts to exude from you very naturally because you're tapping into this natural state of energy. You're not needing approval from anyone else because you're getting it from within. You're tapping into this energy stream from within, you know, for your 15, 20 minutes a day or however long you're meditating. I was doing it twice a day for 20 minutes. Now, that might seem a little excessive for some people, but that was the pain that I was feeling and I was like, I was willing to do.
If you're enjoying this episode, please remember to like, subscribe and share.
Myself. And here I am teaching it years later. So look into your own experience. Look to see where you can begin meditating. Incorporate that if you haven't already. And for sure, if you don't know how to meditate, go and check out my 7 ways to meditate in 7 days challenge. It's a free challenge and it's there to just to help you get going with meditation if you're new to it. It's outstanding and it's based on your sensory primer. So go and have a look at that if you're new to meditation and you want to know how. For number 6 on my list for learning how to become more confident is exercise. Any strength building exercise helps your body feel stronger. And when we are experiencing more strength in the body by either weights or calisthenics or high intensity interval training, whenever we have some sort of resistance training, we're creating more strength in the body because our muscles are getting used. This works in sync with our mind as well in how we behave in the world. So when we are doing resistance training, what we're doing is building a physical strength, but actually simultaneously, we're actually building a mental strength in resilience as well. So having a strength and resistance form of exercise is so important to help become more confident. And so I love to do strength training at least 3 times a week minimum. And I might do cardio and other types of sports in between, but strength training for me is every other day, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, primarily for me. But getting that in, it's so important for your body to be able to be tested and challenged with resistance because you grow through resistance and contrast. And so does your mind in its ability to become confident. And when you look great in your body, when you look great in your clothes, and you look great in how you feel in your body after you've done your exercise and fed yourself with great nutrition afterwards, what's happening is you're carrying that energy with you, and that energy is confidence. And so the better you feel in your body because you're doing resistance training and you're exercising, the more endorphins and dopamines you're getting, serotonins you're getting inside of your body, all these types of good feeling emotions help breed more confidence. And then the way that you carry yourself into the world because you've had a workout and you feel much better, that helps breed more confidence. Which takes me into number 7, which is how you present yourself. Are you dressing well? Because when you're dressing well, it breeds a level of confidence. Are you confident in your color? I love to have a variety of different colors that I wear. And there's this thing called color confidence. Are you only just wearing grays and blacks and natural tones the whole time, you know, just to be safe? Or are you color confident? Are you able to wear different colors that bring out the best in you? Because different colors certainly do bring out the best in you. If we're even looking at the chakra system, each color represents a different chakra on the system or energy center. I wear blue at the moment because blue is one of communication and it's one of trust. And if you want to be more confident, start wearing a bit more blue. Funny that, isn't that? As well, because when we start to trust ourselves, what's actually happening is that you are taking what your eye's picking up, and it's simultaneously using that information to be able to bring out that quality. And that's what the chakras do. Each color represents a different quality, a quality within. So if you're wanting to speak your truth a little bit more, which is what I do on this podcast, start wearing a little bit more blue. If you're wanting to experience a little bit more peace and harmony in your life, start wearing a little bit more green. And if you're wanting to feel a little happier in your life and a little more energized, start to wear little yellows and softer color oranges. And if you're wanting to experience a lot more energy and power, start wearing red. And if you're wanting to experience a more spiritual and regal aspect of yourself, start wearing purples and indigos. So each of the chakras bring out different qualities within yourself. But when you dress a particular way, it breeds confidence. Now, when modeling for me, I was wearing suits and beautiful clothes. It certainly brings out that aspect of yourself. So looking good in a suit or looking good in a beautiful dress or whatever it is that you wear, and it makes you feel great, that helps bring out the confidence. So how you dress and how you present yourself in the world definitely delivers a level of confidence. Dress for success, dress for confidence, dress for feeling good, dress for what makes you feel great in the moment. Whatever. Number 8 on the list is integrity. Really simple, this one is do what you say you're going to do. If you do what you say you're going to do, that breeds confidence. And not only does it build self-trust, other people will trust you as well. And when you do what you say you're going to do, that confidence, that self-trust helps you feel proud about yourself, which is almost like an instant dopamine rush. Because when you do what you say you're going to do and you're proud of yourself, that creates a chemical in the body, and the body feeds you with those feel-good endorphins. And then suddenly you recognize that you walk your talk. And integrity to me is such a huge deal. A lot of government officials say do this, but actually do the opposite. And so the world is looking for new natural leaders, leaders with integrity. And that's always what I'm wanting to help create with this podcast, help bring out that natural leader within you, where you can operate from this natural perspective within yourself. And what that means is you walk your talk. And so doing what you say you're going to do creates this level of self-trust. You know, if you're going to be there at 8 o'clock, be there at 8 o'clock. Keep it simple. And if you can't do it, don't say you're going to do it. I used to find myself falling in that trap the whole time. And so I know I like to under promise and over deliver. And you know, if I say it's going to take an hour and I'm there in 20 minutes, I look great. And before I'd say I'll be there in 5 minutes, but I was always there in half an hour. That used to cause me so much resistance. It caused me to have a lack of self-trust, eventually a breakdown of personal self-esteem. And it caused me a lot of emotional anxiety. So don't be that person. If you find yourself being that person from time to time, just set under promise and over deliver. Say you're going to be there in an hour and it will actually only take you 20 minutes. And you start to look and feel better because you've got more energy flowing in your system, which creates greater confidence. And only do something you say you're really going to do, because then your word is really your bond. And a lot of words that people say are empty until they're actions. But if you can do what you say you're going to do and actually back it up with action, you will have a greater self-respect. You will trust yourself and other people will trust you in the process. That's huge to becoming more confident. Number 9, self-talk. Self-talk it up, meaning talk to yourself in uplifting ways. Talk to yourself in soothing ways when there's a little angst going on. What do I mean by that? I mean, when you're feeling a little angst, start soothing yourself by saying, it's going to be all right. There's always a way. Things are always working out. I'll get there eventually. It's going to be all right. This will pass. There's no rush here. It's going to be all right. It's going to be okay. As if you would talk to that inner child aspect of yourself, that inner child who's operating between that ages of 0 and 8, where their subconscious mind is wide open. We need to talk to that aspect of ourselves because that's the one we need to become in harmony with. And if you're soothing to yourself when you're feeling that anxiety or you're feeling that sort of real pressure, what happens is you begin to soothe the nervous system. And soothing that nervous system is exactly what you need to do to get your emotional center. And if you're feeling quite good and you need some energy, that's the time to give yourself a positive pep talk. Start to giving yourself, you know, it's going to be all right. We're going to get there. This is going to work out. This is going to be good. And that type of energy is particularly helpful in creating positive momentum as well. So talk to yourself in positive terms. And if you start to hear any of those negative voices kick in, just be present and recognize that you have the choice to guide your self-talk. Be the boss of your mind. Be the boss of your inner dialogue. Don't let that negative self-ego chatter on your shoulder have the dominant voice. Be the person who drives your own bus. Don't let someone else drive your own bus. And one of the best ways to do that is by being gentle with your self-talk, letting yourself off the hook when you do something wrong, and recognizing that there is always another opportunity on its way, no matter what. There's always another bus coming. And just because you've missed this one doesn't mean it's the last one coming. There is always another bus. There is always another boat. There is always another opportunity coming. But you've got to keep your eyes and ears open, because remember, all ships come in under calm seas. And when you're calm and you're receptive, those opportunities are going to flow in, and then you're going to feel super confident and you're going to be super prepared and super ready. Number 10, write a list of your daily successes. This is so important for your confidence. If you're lacking confidence, it might mean that you have fallen short about seeing what little successes and little wins that you've had. I started writing my little successes every day down years ago, and it was just like, I started with five. What little wins have I had today? Oh, I did a workout. I did a meditation. I made that phone call to that client. I went to that audition and I booked the job. You know, what else? I did a nice little random act of kindness today. Start super small wherever you're at. But if you can get little lists and gains of where you've done well today, what that does is it fuels your fire. It fuels your ability to recognize that you've had little gains today. You've had little wins. You know, that's super important for you. And particularly when you're feeling a bit low, it's great to write down these little wins, these little successes every single day. I write them after like my gratitude, you know, write down like what I'm grateful for. But I'm writing down also what my little wins and what my gains are. What have I done? What's been a success for me today? And that is so important to help fuel your own fire, fuel your own passion, fuel your own eagerness. Because as soon as that starts to become buoyant, you will fly. And so you want to have a little bit more confidence, start writing down your daily successes and your daily wins, however small. Number 11, this takes me straight into the next one, focusing on your strengths. When you're lacking confidence, you're noticing what you don't have rather than what you do have. And when you recognize that focusing on your strengths is really important for you, then you're going to help to unleash this confidence from within. Confidence is recognizing what your strengths are, and perhaps even your weaknesses too. But maybe if you're suffering from a lack of confidence, it's because you've been focusing more on your weaknesses than your strengths. So focusing on your strengths is so important, and such a beautiful spiritual tool that you can use, where you're using your ability to focus on something that you're really good at. What are you good at? Are you a good mum? What are you good at? Are you a great businessman and CEO? What are you good at? Are you a good athlete? Are you a great speaker? You know, are you great with your kids? Are you a great chef? You know, what are you great at? Are you a great musician? Are you a great actor? What is it that you are naturally gifted at? And when you focus on your strengths and how you're able to make an impact on this world, what's going to happen is you're going to begin to exude more and more confidence. And when I started writing down what my strengths are, I recognized that I was focusing on them, and then I just started seeing more and more of my strengths flourish. And my weaknesses, whilst I noticed that I have certain weaknesses in areas, and I'm okay to be vulnerable in those weaknesses, but I recognized that I have so many gifts and so many strengths, so I wanted to focus on those. And as I focused on those, I started filling myself up with positive energy, and you can too. So what are you good at? Where are your strengths? Write them down, give them attention, exercise where your strengths are. What are you good at? And can you do that today? How can you focus on your strengths today and activate and use your gifts and talents in a way today that will uplift not only yourself, but perhaps another human? And if you're doing that, you're going to breed more confidence into the body. Remember, confidence is this energy that exudes from you. You know, when you walk in a room and you have presence, that presence is picked up by people very subtly, like electricity, the vibes. That confident vibe when you walk into a room, when someone is present, that can be a huge game changer for whether you might meet the perfect partner for you, where you might meet the perfect person to enter into a business contract or a business relationship with. Who knows what it may be, but it depends on what you're doing inside of your body, how you're feeling, how you're emotionally driven in your world, and how you show up with a sense of presence. That's huge for your ability to tap into a level of confidence by being able to notice and understand and focus on what your strengths are. And number 12, last but not least, how to become more confident. This is so important, is setting goals. Set yourself outlandish goals, big goals, wild goals. And if you can set them down and write them down, what happens is your mind has to go to work. Write a bucket list of things that you want to do before you die. Write a list of things that you want to have happen in your life and that you want to attract. And when you write these things down, what happens is, and you look back on them from time to time, what happens is your mind begins to work on them. Because when you set goals, you've got something to look forward to. You've got something to live for. And when you've got something to live for, there's drive, there's energy, there's passion. And when there's passion, there's certainly confidence attached to that. And so having wild goals of what you really want in your life that you think that you could really, really do, whether it maybe it's travel someplace, or maybe it's have a beautiful partner and a beautiful relationship and a beautiful marriage. Maybe it's to make, you know, $100 million or whatever it might be. What is it for you that's important for you? Write your goals down. You know, do you want to contribute to other people's lives? Do you want to start up a charity? Do you want to start up a philanthropic charity? What sort of body do you want to have? What sort of weight do you want to be? Because when you write down what it is that you want in terms of a goal and then release your attachment from it, what's going to happen is you're going to bring and invite that energy in, which is going to give you confidence. Because when you have something that you're working towards or something that you want, there's life attached to that. And that life is enthusiasm and passion, which draws in huge confidence and makes you want to get out of bed every single day. If you're in a job that you don't like, then having a goal of having a job where you are flourishing and you're helping people and you're thoroughly enjoying what you're doing and making a lot of money from it, that's going to be super satisfying. And that's a goal worth having. It doesn't mean you know what that job is, but it just means that you know that that's what you want. And so when you write it down, what happens is your brain starts to assimilate that information and starts to figure out what you personally like. That's how the universe works. The universe works by you giving it something to deliver to you. What do I want? I want this. Don't always be so specific that it needs to be here by next week, because if you want it here by next week, that can cause a lot of resistance. Let the universe work it in its own divine time. Like I said, I was given the idea to do this podcast about 11 years ago, and I only started it about 2 years ago. But all this time, I've been getting new information, having new experiences, having both light and dark experiences in my life so I could experience the dark and go, hang on a minute, look what I've discovered in this darkness. There's some wisdom to be discovered here, and maybe I can share my findings with people like a treasure. And what I'm trying to do is reveal these treasures that lie within you so that you can reveal them in yourself. And the greatest gift you will ever have is going into yourself and pulling out the treasure that lies within. And you do that when you become more confident. I hope you've enjoyed today's show. And if you have, I would love to hear from you over on Instagram. Why not send me a DM or tag me in a post about what your main takeaway is from today's show? Today's show is got a lot of juice in it, but is there a takeaway that really resonates with you? Love to hear from you. So feel free and go over there. And if you want to, even DM me and I'll write back to you if you've got any questions at all on today's episode or any other episode for that matter. And if there's a subject you'd like me to talk about, why not drop me an idea on Instagram? And then maybe it might be your idea that I talk about in next week's show. As always, I wish you a wonderful week ahead. And if you haven't already, please remember to like, subscribe, and share. And until the next episode, I wish you green lights all the way.